Parshas Bichukaisai.
Rebbe?
Yes, Baruch?
I've heard that the shmuz you gave about a melem b'Torah. I've tried so hard. It's just not going. As much as I try to learn, I just don't understand things.
You know that Rabbeinu Shalom rewards trying. Anu amelim behem amelim. We work and they work. Anu amelim amakablim schar. We work and we receive a reward for it. They work and they don't receive a reward for it. You know how the Chavetz Chaim explained this. But Rabbeinu Shalom pays us for working, even if at the end we don't understand.
But I've learned the Gemara for the Pchina, for the test, with my private tutor. I learned it with my father, I hazard. And I still don't believe that I got a good mark.
Well, you know, down here we have to mark tests one way. But I want you to remember that Rabbeinu Shalom marks hard work. Ashrei mi shabal lekam v'talmidai biyadai. The Rabbeinu Shalom marks how much effort you put in, more so than how much you actually know. And anyway, did I ever tell you the story of Rabbi Avishal Frankfurter?
No.
Bring me that sefer over there. Look, at the end of each tshuva that the great Rabbi Avishal Frankfurter wrote, he signs. Tell me, how does he sign it?
Avram? Who Avraham?
Avishal is like a kind of a nickname for Avraham, but why do you think he signed this way?
I don't know.
Listen to this story. The great Gaon Rav Avishal, who was Rav in the city of Frankfurt, was anything but a great Gaon as a child. He was a tremendous masmid, worked so hard, but unfortunately it just didn't go. He spent endless hours over a Gemara, cried his heart out, but all he saw was what was to his eyes a meaningless mixture of words that he could not figure out where it began or where it ended. To make Abishal's pain worse, all of his brothers were great Ga'inim, Talmid HaChachamim, that were known throughout the countryside to be absolutely geniuses. When it came time to marry off Abishal, there was a problem, as you may understand. Abishal's father went to a small village and he found a shidduch for Abishal. Now don't get me wrong, the people in the small village were fine people, but they were simple people. They didn't know much about learning themselves, and therefore they could appreciate Abishal for what he was, a fine Erlicha boy who tried really hard. Well, after the negotiations for the shidduch was over, the Kala's father said something to Abishal's father that frightened him very much.
Okay, Mazel tov, Mazel tov, Mazel tov. But one thing, in this village, I really think it's a town in a big city, but, you know, it has more than four houses. But in this village, you know, I'm a very important person over here. I am the mayor, I am the executive director, I am the CEO, I am the county manager, I am the budget director, the garbage man, the chief plumber. Anyway, back to what I was saying. In this village, the minig is that the chosen, Friday night, the night of his ofrif.
Oh, no. Oh, no. If the minig is that the chosen has to say a dvar Torah, we're finished.
The minig in this town is...
Oh, no. If I have to say a dvar Torah, what am I going to do?
The minig is that the chosen benches Baal Peh. And for those of you that don't know what benches means, I mean to say he benches the entire Birchas Hamazon. Yes. All six brachas. I mean, how many brachas are there? Yeah. But whatever there is, he should bench everything Baal Peh. Is that a problem?
Problem? No. It'll be absolutely fine.
The chosen looks a little white. Are you okay? You look a little pale.
He'll be just fine. He'll be just fine. Come, Abishal.
Father, how am I going to be able to do it? I get so nervous.
You'll be able to do it. Don't worry. Let me call in your brothers. Listen, this is no joke. We have only 3 months to get Abishal to know the entire benching Baal Peh, or else I am concerned that the entire shidduch is in jeopardy.
Rebbe, how did it go?
How it went? It was very difficult. Oy, for 3 months. 24-hour shifts, non-stop. The problem was, By the time he was able to memorize until his Zanas HaKayil and he started Noidelecha, he forgot his Zanas HaKayil. When he knew the third bracha, he forgot the second bracha. When he finally got to the last bracha, he forgot all three. It was a nightmare. Poor Abishal didn't sleep by day, didn't sleep at night. But finally, finally, the last Erev Shabbos, right before they had to leave for the Ofruf, they were ready. He knew the entire benching Baal Peh. It was only an hour before Shabbos.
You're sure the question is ready now?
Oh, don't worry. He's ready. Psst. Yes, Zelig? Abishal, come over here. I don't want you to be embarrassed tonight, okay? Do me a favor. It's Friday afternoon. One more time. Don't say out Hashem's name. Let me hear you bench Baal Peh. Okay. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam. Asher b'mamorei asher yotzar es asher heini Abishal, do you know how many hours went into this? I can't believe this. Abishal, what's with you? And then Zelig lost himself and he gave Abishal a smack across his face. Zelig stopped short the second he did it and felt bad. What did I do to my brother? It's not his fault. I have no right to hit anyone. Abishal, come back. Come back, I didn't mean it. Abishal, don't run into the woods. Please don't. I didn't mean it. Rabbeinu Shalaylam. Rabbeinu the Almakola. I accept it with love. I'm a Kabbalat B'Yahava that I have to suffer. That I have such a difficult head. I know, Rabbi Hashem, whatever you do is good. But why did you have to put me into a family where everyone else is so smart? I'm nothing but a source of embarrassment to them. I, Rabbi Hashem, please. Please help me. Please don't let me embarrass them. Who's there? Who's coming? Who's here in the woods?
Abishal.
Who are you? Who are you?
Abishal, your tefillos have been answered. Psach picha v'yairu einecha. Go and teach your Torah to Klal Yisrael.
What? What happened? I don't know if I was up or I was sleeping. Abishal! Where are you?
Abishal, come back!
I'm coming! I'm coming! I'm coming! I'm sorry, I must have fallen asleep in the woods. Abishal, I'm sorry. It's okay, Zelig, it's okay.
Abishal, hurry. We'll talk about this later. It's almost Shabbos. Quickly, go into the Beis HaMedrash.
Okay. Everyone's getting ready to daven over here in the Beis HaMedrash. There's a Gemara here on the table. Let me open it. Wait. Wait, the words have meaning. The kasha, Abaye asks the kasha. Rava answers the teretz. Rashi explains the kasha one way. Tosis explains the kasha another way. I can see, I understand.
Abishal, what's with you? Are you all right?
Yes.
What happened to you?
Nothing.
Rebbe, I'm getting lost. What happened?
Abishal opened up a Gemara when he got into the Beis HaMedrash. And for the first time in his life, he understood exactly what that Gemara was saying. Like a person who was blindfolded his whole life, and now everything was opened up in front of him. He couldn't believe it. Did he run around and tell everyone? He told no one. Do you know when it came time to benching? Not only would Abishal be able to bench Baal Peh, he probably knew all the shitas in the Rishonim about the different texts and gersois about benching.
And now comes one of the most proudest moments in my life, except for the time I got a new horse and wagon. My dear incoming son-in-law, Abishal, is going to bench Baal Peh.
Go ahead, Abishal.
Baruch atah Hashem. Elokeinu melech ha'olam.
Abishal.
Abishal.
Hazanis ha'olam kulay.
Shoo.
Not only did Abishal bench Balpeh, he benched beautifully. The brothers were a little curious. It looked like, from the way he was benching, that he even understood the words. Right after benching, his father said, "Abishal, go straight to bed. I want you to be well rested for tomorrow." Abishal kept sticking his head out of the cover to see if everyone else was sleeping. The second they were, he jumped out of bed and ran into the Beis HaMidrash. He opened up sefer after sefer, and he began to drink the words of Torah like someone who hadn't had water in weeks. Abishal had to be careful. Right before the sun came up, he quickly put back all of the svarim and raced back under the cover. It wasn't until after davening,
"Everyone is invited to stay over here for the Kiddush, except for those people who want to go home."
Abishal's father and the rest of his family all went home, and most of the town people lingered on in the Beis HaMidrash, including Abishal, who waited for all of his brothers to leave, and then he turned to the Gemara and once again started drinking like a thirsty man. Abishal was standing by the window, and he looked up, and he was taken aback.
"What did he see, Rebbe?"
By the window, again, he saw the image of that man.
"The man in the woods?"
"Huh?" "Abishal, you were told, 'Psach picha v'yiri enecha.' You were given a gift. You have no right to hold it to yourself. You have a responsibility now to teach Klal Yisrael." Abishal almost fainted. The man seemed a little stern now. Abishal ran up on the bima, turned to everybody, and he said, "Rabbeisai, I'd like to share with you some thoughts on the parsha." Everyone crowded around Abishal, and he started giving the most beautiful drasha they ever heard in their life. Even though he was conveying very deep thoughts, but he was able to bring it out in such a simple way that even these town people enjoyed it immensely. Abishal's father was getting worried.
"Zelig, where's Abishal? Go see where he is."
"Abishal! Abishal! Excuse me, did you see my brother Abishal?"
"Yeah, he's in the Beis HaMidrash."
"What's he doing over there?"
He's giving a drasha on the bima."
"Oh, he's what?"
"He's giving a drasha."
"Giving a drasha? What's he giving a drasha on? 10 easy steps to bench Balpeh? Oh, hi, Gewalt. I better stop him before he embarrasses us all. Look what's going on. They're all crowded around Abishal, and he's saying beautiful Divrei Torah? What? I can't believe this. Am I up? Or am I dreaming? He's explaining kasha after kasha, teretz after teretz. What's happening? I better run home and tell Father about this. Father, you'll never believe it."
What? Did you find Abishal?"
Yes.
"What's the matter with you? Looks like you saw a ghost."
"I think I did."
"You're all white. What's Abishal doing?"
"He's in the Beis HaMidrash. And what's he doing there?" "He's giving a drasha."
"Oh, he's giving a drasha. Giving a drasha? Giving a... about what?"
"Go see for yourself."
What is going on over here? Abishal, stop it. What are you doing?"
"What?"
"Shh! Please stop interrupting in the middle of the speech."
"I can't believe this. What's happening over here? Abishal, my dear son."
Abishal's father ran up onto the bima and kissed his son on his forehead.
My dear son, what a nest. Come with me, come." I wanted to keep this to myself. I didn't want to tell anyone, but I was told. Well, Baruch Hashem that you've told everyone."
Well, this Abishal became the great Goyen, Reb Abishal Frankfurter. He always retained his humility. And that's why the great Goyen signed Avram Hu Avram. You know, the Pasuk says Avram couldn't have children, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his name to Avram. If we really are mispalel and we really beg to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, things could change. One more thing. Later on in their life, Abishal was an old man, and Zelig was an old man, and one day Zelig came knocking on Abishal's door.
"Reb Abishal?
Ah, my older brother Zelig. What's the matter? Why are you crying? Is everything okay?"
a thought just occurred to me, even though I was very young and hot-headed, and it was many, many decades ago. But I picked up my hand and I slapped you. I should have never done that, even if I was frustrated. Chas v'shalom to hit another yid, especially it wasn't your fault. My dear brother, are you meichel me?
Am I meichel you? You're right. No yid should slap another yid. You're right 100%.
Mashu gadol mitnagen kan.
Don't you realize what that slap did for me?
Atar
that slap made me cry out to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Help me, I never did that before.
www.jewishmusic.fm.
I should give you treasures for that slap.
Baruch, I know that sometimes when there are so many in the class that are doing better than you, even if they don't work as hard, you feel like you're being slapped. A yid has to know how to use a slap. You can use a slap to get angry and accomplish nothing, or you can use a slap to take advantage of that broken heart and cry out to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Baruch, do it the way Abishal did it. Because in Abishal's case, if not for that slap, he would still be benching Baal Peh.